But as it relates to today's raid, that wasn't the raid. As it relates to today's raid, just two short ha'aris related to the Gemara and Daf Chafei Amanav, such an important Gemara. The Gemara says, Atem, 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 Gimel Palm. It says the word Atem three times. Really, never says the word Atem. It says Oysam, Oysam, Oysam three times. But we dash in as if it said Atem, Atem, Atem three times, and we learn from it Atem, Afilu Shoyim, Atem, Afilu Mezidim, Atem, Afilu Mutahim. And the point is that once Bezdin determines when it's Rish Chodesh, it doesn't matter if they did it by mistake, meaning they just botched up, or Bemezid, there was some manipulation type of Cheshbon over here, or they were misled. It doesn't matter. Either way, if Bezdin determines that today should be Rish Chodesh, today is going to be Rish Chodesh. There's a beautiful medrash in Parshas Vaschanon that brings out this point. The medrash says, "Asher lo yalikim kroyven elav." He said, "When the Malachi Hashanah come to Hakadosh Baruch and they say, 'Eibishta, trying to work out our calendar. When's Rosh Hashanah? When's Yom Kippur this year?' Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Eibishta tells them." Li ma'atem shoy, why are you asking me? Aniv ma'atem, let's go together, and neilech etzel bezdin shalmata. Let's ask bezdin shalmata. Minayin, dechsev asher loy elokim kroivim elov. Asher loy uma kroivim inksiv kan. El asher loy elokim kroivim elov. Hu v'chol pamal yushloy. The whole pamal, everybody comes, they're waiting. They also want to hear when the Gabbai is going to announce the mail. They also want to hear Rosh Chodesh Kislev Yeh B'yoy Mashish. They're waiting to hear, because they don't know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atchalei Nasis Uma Shali Moyadei Hashem. Mikan ve'elach, it's ashatikru oysam. So it used to be Moyadei Hashem. But once there was an Uma Yisraelis, now it's not Moyadei Hashem anymore. Now it's ashatikru oysam. And it's not just oysam, it's atem. And it's atem, 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 afilu shoygigin, afilu mezidin, afilu mutam. So just two ha'aris as it relates to this concept of atem, atem, atem. The first ha'ara is that when we daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh, so in the tefillah of Elikeinu v'leikei aviseinu, chadesh aleinu as achodesh hazeh letoiva v'levracha. So if it's a shnas ha'ibur, it says in parentheses, you're supposed to add two words. Ulechapar as pasha. So we say, chadesh aleinu as achodesh hazeh letoiva v'levracha, l'sasim l'simch l'shul, l'cham l'farnasu l'chakalo, l'chaim toiva m'lushalim, l'mchil as cheit v'leslich as avoin, and then ulechapar as pasha. Now the truth is, if you count, you mention 12 brachas. L'toiv is one, v'levrach is two, l'sasim l'simcha, that's four, l'shuon l'chamad is six, farnasav chalkol is eight, l'chaim toivim l'shalim is ten, l'mchil as cheit, v'leslich as avoin, that's 12. U'lechapar as pesha, you add a 13th, oh, it's very gishmak. You're mentioning 12, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's 12 months. When there's an ibiyar, so now there's a 13th month, so therefore it's a 13th bracha, you mention l'chapar as pesha. But the question is, why is that the thing that we mentioned? Why isn't l'chaparas pasha, l'chaparas pesha? But why is that the emphasis? It seems like there's some intrinsic connection between l'chaparas pasha and between an ibiyar. The question is, what is the connection? So, Rav Reuven Margolis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and thank you Avi Langer for this, but Rav Reuven Margolis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Kedarka Bakoidesh, says a Dover Nifla, but it requires us to take one tiny step back, just to understand a little bit better some of the sugyas that we're learning. And that is, the Gemara said, it says, Oysam, 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 we darshan an Atem, 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 that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, even if Bezdin is Mekadosh HaChodesh on a day that it shouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, the halach is it's still going to be Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin has the power and the authority to determine when exactly it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. What about when it comes to being Ma'abar Deshana? Do you say Atem Afilu Shoygigim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Mutayim? Or maybe it's only when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's not when it comes to being Ma'abar Deshana. So the Noi Debi Yehuda in Slach, in Mesechtes Brachas Daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, says that it's pasha to him that this that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chafeh, Atem, 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 it's only true for Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's not true for Ibur Hashanah. And said the Rabbi, how do I know that? He says, number one, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says it by Kiddush HaChodesh. So, Ein lo chabayi elo chidusha. It's a phenomenal chiddush. Chazal will mechadish it when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. Meicha teisi, it could be true for Ibur Hashanah as well. Number two, says the Noi Debi Yehuda, the Rambam doesn't bring it anywhere. So he says, if that's the case, it's ma'od mistaber that it's only going to be true for Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not going to be true for Ibur Hashanah. Says the Noi Debi Yehuda, with this, you can understand something. That is, the halacha is that Ibra Chodesh Lekatchila had to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Ibra Shana Lekatchila also had to be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's how this tzlach comes into Mesechtes Brachas Daf Samach Gimel, because the Gemara tells a story where someone was Ma'abed Hashana in Chutz Laretz, and it was a very big deal. But the point is, Ibra Chodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, the Katchila, and Ibra Hashana also has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, the Katchila. If you look in the Rambam, in the Yad Chazaka, the Rambam brings a different makar, how you know Ibra Chodesh has to be, or Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and how you know Ibra Shana has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. By Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says, it has to be in Eretz Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitze soira udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. When it comes to Ibra Shana, the Rambam says, it's because the Pasuk says, L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. It's based on the Gemara there in the end, the brachas ayin shama. But that's the way the Rambam brings it in the Yad. The Rambam says, Ki mitzion teitze soira for Kiddush HaChodesh, and L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama when it comes to Ibra Shana. Freik denoi de Behuda, why do you have different psukim for Kiddush HaChodesh and for Ibra Shana? And he said, I'll ask you a better question. That teaches us that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done dafka in Eretz Yisrael. What does Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? He says, if anything, Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira means everything. So if you want to tell me it has something to do with Bezdin, Paskining, say every Psakdin should have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's not true. The Igros Moshe was written from New York City. It doesn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean, Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira, that somehow that's Miyuchad as it relates to Kiddush HaChodesh? So we just said a Dover Nifla. He said, you know what the Pshat is? The Pshat is because when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Chazal said, Atem, Atem, Atem. Atem afilu shoygigim, Atem afilu mezidim, Atem afilu mutan. What does that mean? That means when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Beis Din has authority that they don't have in any other area in the Torah. They can be koveya the Torah. They can dictate the Torah. So much so that the Malachi Asharas come to the Eibishter and say, when is Rosh Chodesh? When's Rosh Hashanah? When's Yom Kippur? I don't know. Let's go together. Let's find out. It used to be Mayad Hashem, but now it's Hachatikru Oysam Mimayadam. Now it's Atem, Atem, Atem. That's a chelik in Torah that Bezdin has. Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira, Chazal understood, man, not stam psak halacha, but there's a mitzius, there's a chetz of Torah that's going to come from Tzion. And that must be Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Kiddush HaChodesh is where you find that Bezdin has the ability to be kaveya and they can dictate afilu shoygigin, afilu mizidin, afilu mutoim. That's the punchline. Even in such a mechudish thing as day. So it says in Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we only learn Kiddush HaChodesh, we don't learn Ibra Shana. Because Kiddush HaChodesh, you have Atem, 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 but by Ibra Shana, you don't have Atem, Atem, Atem. That has nothing to do with Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira. So if that you have a different pasuk, l'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama, that's what the Noid B'Yehuda says in the Tzlach and Masechtes Brachas, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. But the Kiddush of the Noid B'Yehuda is that Atem, Atem, Atem is only true for Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not true for Ibra Shana. Mechaschinuch, a mitzvah dalet, the mechaschinuch that we spoke about yesterday, so he brings the Noid B'Yehuda, he argues, he says it's a mefurish atayrus kayanim, not that way, v'advarim atikim v'aruchin, v'ein kamakoy moy laharach. But said Rav Reuven Margolis, it's mevur in the Noid B'Yehuda that even though there's a din of Atem, 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 that if Bezdin gets it wrong, it's fine, it's right anyhow. That's true when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. And just think about it for a second. Bezdin's making determinations, cheshbonos, even if they get it wrong, they're right. Right? Where do you find such a thing? Even b'meisid, if you get it wrong, you're right. But when it comes to Kiddush Ibra Hashana, they have to get it right. They have to get it right. And if they make a mistake, there's no atam afilu shoygim, atam afilu mezidim, atam afilu mutan. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, for that reason, there was a lot more trepidation when it came to Ibra Shana than when it came to Kiddush HaChodesh. Now the truth is, there's a precedent. There's one time in Jewish history where there was an Ibra Shana that we're aware of anyways, where it was questionable. And that was Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu added an extra Adar. He did it on Lamid Adar, which theoretically should have been okay, because still Chodesh Adar, Adar can go 30, can go in through day 30. But there's a limud that says that you're not allowed to be Ma'abed Hashana once it's already right to be Chodesh Nisan. Chizkiyahu did it anyways. And v'loy hoidu loy chachamim. After Chizkiyahu did this, the pasuk says Chizkiyahu said a tefillah. Hispalel yechizkiyahu aleihem loymer. Hashem hatoiv yechaper ba'ad. Because he realized that by making a mistake with the month, he messed up Pesach, right? There were issues with chametz. So he said a tefillah. Hashem hatoiv yechaper ba'ad. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, I don't think it's rachik to say that the reason when Chazal wanted to add a number 13 to the list of Elikeinu, V'Elikeinu, V'Eseinu, Chadesh, Aleinu, Zachodesh, Hazeh, and the question was what to add. When it's an Ibiyar, you know what we say? L'chaparas Pasha. You know why you say L'chaparas Pasha when it's an Ibiyar? Because when it's an Ibiyar, now there's always a question. Mechatesa could be an Ibiyar. And if we get it wrong, so now we're going to be not eating chametz in Purim, but we're going to be eating chametz on Pesach, and the whole thing is going to be all confused. So we need kapara. So you know what we say? We say the tefillah that Chizkiyahu HaMelech said. We say, Hashem HaToiv Yechaper Ba'ad, because that's the tefillah to make sure that even if we got it wrong, the Eibush is on Moichel Zayin, and that's why there's a L'chaparas Pasha. We need Mechila when it comes to an Ibiyah.